News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The debt ceiling talks continue on Capitol Hill as negotiators race to resolve the budget standoff in time to avoid a default. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was blunt when asked if a deal's close.
No.
With top negotiator Patrick McHenry complaining about his White House counterparts.
The lack of urgency here is apparent.
The talks are focused on next year's budget level.
We cannot spend more money next year than we spent this year.
And McCarthy says he will not bring forward a bill that does otherwise. GOP negotiator Garrett Graves says unless and until the White House realizes that.
We're not going to be able to come together.
But Democrat Pete Aguilar says McCarthy wants to cut spending while insisting the cuts will not be draconian.
His position is simply untenable.
While President Biden's is reasonable, offering instead to freeze spending at this year's level. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Russian court has extended the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich by 3 months. The decision came in a closed-door hearing. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Russia is not living up to requirements it is allowing U.S. officials consular access to the reporter.
Friday, they rejected our second request for consular access to them. The claims against Evan are baseless, and we continue to call for his immediate release as well as for the immediate release of Paul Whelan.
Gershkovich, an American citizen, was ordered held until August 30th. Russia's military said Tuesday it quashed what appeared to be one of the most serious cross-border attacks from Ukraine since the war began, claiming to have killed more than 70 attackers. Moscow blamed the raid that began Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs. He portrayed it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. This is VOA News. Residents stockpiled, battened down windows and abandoned wood in 10 homes for emergency shelters as Guam was buffeted by rains and winds on Wednesday from Typhoon Mawar, the strongest storm to approach the U.S. Pacific territory in decades. The U.S. military sent away ships. President Joe Biden approved an emergency declaration, and anyone not living in a concrete house was urged to seek safety elsewhere ahead of the typhoon, which was forecast to arrive as Category 4 storm, but could possibly strengthen to a Category 5. The last Category 5 to make a direct hit in Guam was Super Typhoon Karen in 1962. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has made a video appearance in a New York courtroom where the judge tentatively scheduled the former president's criminal trial for March 25th. That date would fall in the heat of the presidential primary season. Trump had pleaded not guilty last month to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records at his family company, the Trump Organization. AP correspondent Mike Sisak reports that the presiding judge advised the defense that it must be available for trial.
Judge Juan Manuel Merchan set a trial date in this hush money case, the first ever criminal case brought against the former president. And he said Donald Trump, his lawyers, everyone involved needs to cancel any professional and personal obligations they may have for the duration of the trial.
Trump has portrayed the New York case and the other investigations he faces as a coordinated effort to sully his reelection chances. A court has ruled against Prince Harry's offer to personally pay for police protection in the UK. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
London judge has ruled against Prince Harry and his efforts to pay for police protection when he visits Britain. The ruling rejected the Duke of Sussex's assertion that the British government exceeded its authority when it denied his request to hire police. The British government stopped providing security after Harry and his wife Meghan quit their royal duties and moved to California in 2020. Harry says he does not feel safe visiting with his young children and has cited aggressive paparazzi. He is separately challenging the decision to deny him government-paid security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jimmy Carter's grandson says a former president remains in good spirits 3 months after entering end-of-life care at home. Jason Carter says his grandfather follows public discussion of his legacy and gets updates on the Carter Center's humanitarian work around the world. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.